This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 4th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather is warm across Israel today. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with clear skies. Jerusalem also enjoys bright and sunny conditions, making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures and a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has destroyed Iran-backed Hezbollah tunnel systems in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. More tunnels are believed to remain. Also, according to Israel Hayom, Hezbollah's leader has criticized the Lebanese government's negotiations with Israel, claiming they only benefit Israel politically. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes skepticism among Gazans about a ceasefire roadmap, despite ongoing talks to implement the second phase of an agreement. Separately, I24News has mentioned that Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey condemn Israeli strikes in Gaza, warning that the ceasefire is at risk. And finally, Forward highlights a new study warning that the rising number of Israelis leaving the country could harm security and the economy. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Bermawi wrote just minutes ago that there is growing frustration over the lack of progress in peace talks. Visegrad 24 shared that the Russians attacked the Holy Spirit Cathedral in Kherson with drones, causing damage, but thankfully no casualties. Meanwhile, IL Red Alert reported an explosion at the Shamsabad industrial city near Tehran, Iran, mere minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF operations in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post detailed the destruction of tunnel systems used by Hezbollah for both surveillance and potential attacks. These actions reflect growing tensions near the Lebanon border. The presence of more tunnels indicates ongoing security challenges for Israel. Turning to Hezbollah's criticism of Lebanon's negotiations with Israel, Israel Hayom reports that Hezbollah's leader sees these talks as politically advantageous for Israel. This rhetoric underscores the complex dynamics in Lebanese politics and its implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, skepticism grows in Gaza regarding a potential ceasefire. The Times of Israel highlights that despite progress on a new phase of the agreement, many in Gaza doubt its implementation. The continuation of strikes only deepens distrust and complicates peace efforts. In a related development, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey voiced concerns over Israeli actions in Gaza. According to I24 News, they warned that these strikes could jeopardize the fragile ceasefire. Such criticisms could impact Israel's diplomatic relations in the region. Finally, the Forward discusses a significant demographic shift. A new study suggests that the increasing emigration of Israelis could weaken national security and economic stability. This trend demands attention from policymakers to address potential long-term impacts on the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that the divorce rate among reservists does not exceed the national average. This data challenges the stereotype that military reserve duty leads to family breakdowns. Separately, Maariv Business highlights the Spare Eat app, which offers surplus food from restaurants at a significantly reduced price. This initiative has fostered a growing community of savvy consumers in Israel. And finally, CTech notes that the former number two at Apax Israel is planning to raise a $165 million fund. The LEOX Opportunity Fund aims to invest in various Israeli sectors, including technology and defense. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.